or anything. This is the Gabcast 2.0, right? Is that what we're calling it now, guys? You're in the intro? This is the Gabcast 2.0, a podcast about bellgab.com. We got Onan with us tonight.
What's up, folks?
We got the newest member is Jasmunda. What's up, Jazz?
Hey guys. Oh, not much.
I'm Eddie Dean. If you guys want to be part of the show tonight, the number is 602-399-7131. Again, it's 602-399-7131. So are we going to start a new tradition now, Onan? Do you have your wiener out?
It's been out since about 5. But yeah, go ahead.
Awesome.
Join in on the group.
What about you, Jez? You got your cock out?
Yeah, of course. It's always out.
I guess we can start the show that way. Have you guys ever actually sent somebody a cock pic?
Over to you, Onan.
No, have not. What do you mean you can't hear me?
I can hear you.
Kind of reading the chat. Well, Bateman's saying he can. I think he's old.
Get a little closer to that mic, Onan.
If I was any closer, I'd be sucking it.
Try bringing the volume up just a hair. I can bring
I'm Max, man. This okay. is tech.
All right, this I can tech. Bring your volume up here too a little bit as well.
Don't you yell at me, Bateman? God damn it!
Yeah, but back to the cock pics. I've never sent one, and I don't think I ever will. I don't need to put myself that much out there, because once it's out there, you can't put it back in.
That's, you know, that's a whole part of, man, I don't get that at all. I could see it as a joke, you know, but if it catches on to be something big, it's like, wow, there's just a lot of sick fucks out there. All right. I guess I'd be more comfortable. Well, never mind. I won't go there. Forget it. Never mind.
And as you can tell, we're amateurs at this podcast thing. So there's going to be a few problems here and there, technical and whatnot, but we should get polished as things move along if there's actually more than one show.
Yeah, we're going to be doing this for a long time. I think 2 weeks is a long time, don't you?
Pretty much.
Well, 6 weeks at least.
Yeah, I got to amortize my mic.
So what do you guys want to talk about tonight? I guess we're talking about Bellgab, right?
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, I've noticed a lot of talk over the last couple of weeks about how the form has changed, how's this, how's that. And I've been here long enough to know I've seen, you know, it go up and down and, you know, people come, they go. Sometimes it's kind of bothersome, but other times it's, you know, it's just part of life. I hate it when some people leave, and sometimes I kind of secretly smile. So I don't know. I think it's going to all stabilize, and
you know the,
that. Go ahead.
The forum has been around for what, since 2008, back when it was George Norrie Sucks.
Yeah, that was long before I got here.
Yeah, I mean we've grown accustomed to this explosion since, I don't know, September 16th, or even before that, when Art made his announcement that he was going to do a new radio show, and now the letdown. Well, the first letdown is Art left Sirius. And the second is everybody that came to Bellgab because of that, or for various reasons, I suppose, are not around in the numbers that they were before.
Well, some are. You're right. The numbers have definitely changed. What I find so amazing about it is that some people became so invested in what the forum was and what they thought it should be that some of them formed another website to try to, I guess, give a black eye to Bell Gab. And I just found the whole thing kind of like, wow. I don't know.
You know, a forum about hating another forum, I don't know if that's a first. I mean, that's the first time that I've heard about it. But it seemed strange. It seemed like the whole idea was not well thought out.
Yeah, I agree with that. I personally think there's not a large brain trust in the people that put it together. I will give them some credit for presenting like a reporter. I thought that went off pretty well on their blog. But after that, it was just really kind of, I don't know what word to use, kind of makes you speechless, I guess. I mean, I don't know how you even respond to some of their stuff. But overall, go ahead.
I don't really put too much stock in a forum that has three posts within a 24-hour period, so
but
I guess you can just leave it at it.
Well, there is that, but, you know, somebody went to a heck up, well, I don't know. I'm not that techie, but a lot of people went to a certain amount of work to put that all together. That wasn't done in like 5 minutes. That was planning, you know, and so I just thought there was, I couldn't really understand the motivation for why they wanted to do it. I couldn't really get behind the thoughts of thinking, first of all, that they wanted to invite George Norrie and make a comfortable place for him when he certainly wouldn't give you the same courtesy on the other side of the fence.
Well, so it sort of started out sort of reporting on the Free Art Bell campaign. And in the beginning, if you read some of the earlier posts, it wasn't anti-Bell Gab at all. It sort of, over time, morphed into what it is now. So it didn't start out as being anti-Bell Gab, but as I think the people at Bell Gab responded to the posts on it, whoever was running it sort of changed their tune and decided to get on the offensive and attack those that were, well, seemingly attacking them.
I'm not sure why people are so anti-Bell Gab. I mean, are we really a bunch of douchebags? Are we really that mean? I mean, I know... I mean, I don't think we're that vicious to people. I think we point out some stupidity. If people post without logic or post, I don't know, strange things that we don't agree with, I mean, we call them on their bullshit, I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
I think it might have been you, Eddie, that said a couple of weeks ago, you made a reference to it being like everybody in a bar has a different opinion. And, you know, if you've been going to the corner bar for any length of time, you've developed and you've become part of the culture. But if you just, somebody new just walks in and says, I want to change this. I don't like how the windows look. You know, what do they expect? You know, they're going to get shit.
Yeah, that's true. And there's certain ways to enter a forum too, especially a forum full of vicious, lovable people like we are. Yeah, vaguely lovable people like we are. I mean, if you come into a forum with guns blazing and you're trying to pick a fight or trying to say something outrageous about what the forum is there for, Art Bell, you know, we are all fans of Art Bell. So if you come in and start saying shit about Art's wife or low blows and things like that, I mean, you're going to expect some backlash from some of the longtime members.
Yeah. I agree. I completely agree with that. And
but that doesn't mean that somebody who has been there for a week has any less of a chance to speak their opinion than somebody that's been there since 2008.
I agree with that. First of all, it's not, if somebody comes into the forum and has something to say that is kind of irritating to the rest of us, if it's said in an intelligent manner with, you know, with some forethought, I don't think anybody would mind that. It's kind of the blindsiders, you know, come in and do a cheap shot and then kind of back off that, you know, kind of stirs the crap and gets everybody going.
Yeah, there really was a lot of that, wasn't there, in the quits thread? Yeah. There was a lot of hit-and-run posters that haven't posted since.
Yeah, I can't. I couldn't even keep track. You know. Quite honestly, I can barely keep track of the long time members. You know, so people that just pop in a couple of times, I don't know. I'm not trying to be a snob. Just I try to read everything, but
no, it's impossible. It's totally impossible to be able to read everything and to associate those posts with certain members.
Good point.
You know, unless a certain member sticks in your mind, or you have a friendship with somebody or whatever, you know, it's impossible to keep track of everybody.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
I forget my kids' names sometimes, so keeping track of a forum of strangers is impossible. You
know, I there's more truth to that than you know. I don't know. Hell.
So you guys have noticed the slowdown as well.
Is it
back to normal now? You know,
back to normal.
Yeah,
I really do. I think actually we have more of a larger population now than before the big swell when art started. If we go before, what was it, September 16th?
Yeah. When did he actually announce? Wasn't it at the end of July?
Could be.
He announced a month and a half before he started.
Yeah.
So it was
I think, and you know, that's, well, I don't want to get too far off what we're talking about, but that's the thing that really annoys me more than anything else. We can get to that later, but but I think if you go back to that time and take a look at how many people we had posting as to what we've got now, we're probably similar, I think, a little bit higher. The only one who probably really would know would be MV, maybe the Mud King.
Yeah.
What we had was when art would start to broadcast, you know, the forum would go apeshit, you know. Suddenly we had, you know, 700 people, you know, on the forums.
And that was just in an hour, I think. I think those tallies at the bottom of the homepage, I think those are just for an hour.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I mean, I can't speak for certain that that's the way it was when he started. It might have been a long, but I think it was an hour.
I think I was looking at the stats yesterday, and I think I read that November there was 2 million page views.
Wow.
Or was it 2 million posts? I can't recall, but
it's,
I mean,
not
those
2 million
are
posts.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Page views.
That's some incredible numbers.
It really is.
Well, I know that I would go to sleep at night, and as I'm going to sleep, North America is waking up. So I'd go to sleep at night, sleep my 6 or 8 hours, and wake up, and there would be 10 pages of posts in the Bell Quits thread.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Yeah, easily.
Sometimes more.
Yeah. I mean, now we're lucky to have to be on the next page.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'd sort of get up, and hopefully I woke up before my kids got up, and I'd quickly try and read as many pages as I could. Some days I would sort of hope, you know, pretend I'm asleep and hope my wife goes to tend to the kids, and as soon as she was out of earshot, I'd pull out my phone and try and read as many pages as I could before I was summoned to tend to the kids. But, yeah.
It's definitely addicting, that's for sure. I mean, I think we can all agree that Bell Gab is hugely addicting.
It is for me. You know, I would be less than honest to say I don't check it a couple times a day.
You know, when everything was fast and furious, September through the end of November, I mean, I was checking. That's all I would do. All my spare time was spent looking at Bell Gab, reading the Quits thread. And that's basically the only thread that I went to for almost an entire month. I might have gone to the general threads, but...
No, I don't. I think if you didn't go to the other,
for the most part, it was the Quits thread.
Yeah, I think if you didn't go to other threads, you really did take yourself into no man's land and with no chance of escape.
Yeah,
you know, because it really was. You know, there were some what I consider sentient posts, but mostly it was, you know, one liners that were either mean spirited or were supportive, and sometimes it was just, you know, yeah, this. And I'm guilty of posting like that as well, but there was just a lot of pages where there was really nothing more than just, you know, something just a little higher on the level of the evolutionary scale of bumping a page.
Yeah, it was like Mad Max. The Quits thread was like the world of Mad Max after the apocalypse.
Well, what would you say it is now then?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Sleepless in Seattle, maybe?
It's now morphed into its own thing.
Well, yeah, it's like a catch-all for, you know, everybody post whatever there. I mean, there's really no topic at all. It's just, it's like a random stupid things on your mind, except
a little more mean-spirited.
A little bigger, too. I mean, think what, we're at 715 or 720 pages now?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
727.
Man, can you imagine if he were to come back and do it again? Jesus Christ, what would happen then?
I don't know. I think, did you guys ever get into the threads, you know, the chatting during his shows?
I did. And, you know, the reason I stayed with him is that there were so many people that were posting that I like so much that I wanted to be part of it. But I got to tell you that when I did that, I didn't know what the shit was going on with his broadcast. I wasn't keeping up with the guests. I was talking too much shit. So I found I could listen better to the program when I did engage in that forum. So it really was a pull from both ends.
Yeah, it did kind of tend to divide your attention. I know at least it did me, and I kind of took the approach that I'll chat with everybody during the show, and then if I want to listen to the show back and listen for the details, you know, I'd listen to it the next day or download it and listen to it on a road trip or whatever.
I wish I had that kind of time, but, you know, because I tried one day to listen to it while I was at work. And, you know, when you put a mentally ill patient in your car and you start listening to weird shit.
Yeah.
You really can't do that.
I think we lost Jazz here. Let me see if I can try to get him back.
I still see him.
Yeah, it says that he's still on the Skype conference, but I got some sort of an error. Yeah, he's gone.
I don't know.
He's gone.
Oh, we didn't need him anyway.
No, we didn't. He would have just ended the show. I mean, he's the track record for that.
That's his reputation. You know, and you don't get reputations by just phony shit. So something has to be real there.
You know, I thought that was amazing that he called in when Art came on the Gabcast. I think it was, the second one we did? And yeah. He directly asked Art if his calls were the reason that Dark Matter ended.
Yeah, I
thought that was hilarious.
I thought that was a joke. Yeah, I was kind of surprised that he was able to get through so readily. But then I realized that, you know, there were the phone lines and there was Skype. And I think if they would have spent more time getting into Skype as opposed to their phone lines, it might have been more effective. The sound certainly was better.
Yeah. I'm still working
on
this.
We did. We made him quit. He was crying. You couldn't hear it, but he was crying.
I'm back.
There's Jazz. Jazz, so what's it like in the future? You're in Australia. You're like 17 hours ahead of us, right? Jazz?
Yeah, it's 12 p.m.,
so can you get me the lotto numbers for tomorrow?
Well, actually, I'm actually playing the lotto this week. There's a $50 million draw here tonight, actually, and I've played it, so I don't know what the numbers are yet. I don't know what I'll do if I win.
If you guys want to call us and talk to us about whatever, open line 602-399-7131. Number again is 602-399-7131.
7931.
What was it? 7131.
Okay.
What did I say? Did I say 7931?
Not this time, but the time before you did.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm all nervous. You have no idea. I thought podcasts were easy to put together. It's hard, man. There's a lot of pieces. I'm amazed at how well, especially MV, how easy and smooth he makes things sound.
Yeah, he does.
I'm not going to suck up to him tonight.
But I think we were going to talk about as well how I found Belgab, and the way I found Belgab is I was looking for a classic show. The show I was looking for was a show about the Mojave phone booth, and it aired on March 7th, 2000, and then re-aired on March the 18th, 2000. And I'm still looking for that show. If anyone has it, you can PM me at jazzmunda@belgab. And I actually feel a little embarrassed that I didn't find Belgab the traditional way by inserting George Nori Sucks into Google. But, however, I was very relieved once I got here to find there were so many like-minded individuals out there who couldn't stand Nori. And I'm glad that I'm not the only one and there wasn't something wrong with me.
Yeah.
You know, I was astounded because I was listening one night several years ago. And I just typed into my browser, George Nori Sucks. And this was before Coast Cab. I don't remember what the forum was called, but it was before Coast Cab.
It was George Nori Sucks, wasn't it?
Might have been. I don't remember. All I remember was is that the forum layout wasn't really as easy to use, but there were thousands of pages of complaints about Nori, I was like, oh my God, I'm not alone. We've all been there.
Yeah, there's something really great about that, to find out that you're not the only one that thinks this.
Yeah.
Are we like a support group or just like to bitch a lot about that?
Probably both.
Yeah.
I don't really think we need a lot of emotional support. I do think we really do desire a better show that represents what, you know, is interesting about the paranormal as opposed to what's interesting about, you know, selling back scratchers. But that's where it's went to. That's what the show is now. And here we are.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to call. We're dying.
Are we dying?
Well, I don't know. Dead air.
Have we run out of topics?
Well, you guys probably haven't, but my brain, I'm not remembering much of anything tonight.
So, you guys want to talk about Art's non-compete thing?
We'll talk about anything, yeah.
Do you think he will actually ever broadcast again?
Nope. I think he's done.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I agree, too. I mean, I haven't wanted to say it on the forums to come out and say it, but I really think he's done.
There's nothing. I hope I am so wrong. I really do. I hope that I am so wrong, but.
Yeah. You know, go ahead, man.
Go ahead. Well, people talk to you in two ways, you know, what they say and what they do, and you can always believe what they do. And I know that. I mean, I don't even like to say it, but. The fact that he only lasted 6 weeks, that doesn't really show me much of a, I'm a real committed kind of guy.
Yeah.
It says, oh, here's a roadblock and it probably isn't going to work and I'm out of here.
Hey, you're on the air. Hello? Somebody there?
Talk to us.
Turn off your radio.
Hello, can you hear us? I don't know, maybe my settings aren't right here. Oh, there it is.
Hello? Is that the delay?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, turn off turn off your radio, please.
Hello, can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Turn off your radio, please.
Hello?
Hello, we're here.
Now I understand what Art was talking about all those years. I never understood.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
We can.
All right.
Listen to us through your phone. Turn your
maybe she can't. Maybe she can't hear us. Maybe I got my mix.
Okay, one more time. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me? We hear you.
Hello. All right, later. Listen... I don't know. Maybe she can't hear us. Maybe my mix minus setup is completely incorrect.
That's it. It's all your guys.
It's my fault. I made her look really bad. Hold on.
Perhaps someone else calls in and we test this out.
Yeah, why don't...
Post on the chat board. Who was it who called in?
Somebody listen on the chat room. Call in and see if you guys can hear us on your phone.
This is nobody's messing up.
This is riveting radio, isn't it?
It is.
I'm entertained.
Yeah.
I mean, going back to art, I agree with Onan. I just can't see him coming back to... I just don't understand how he thinks that streaming radio is going to be any different or any better than what he was on before. How's he going to... If one of his reasons was that he didn't have his base, but how many people is he going to get?
Yeah.
I mean...
I don't know if you can tell in 6 weeks if you've lost your base. I really don't. And maybe the monthly fee was a real limiter. So I don't know.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello, can you hear us?
Hello?
I think it's the same gal. Okay, I think this is my fault now. Hello, can you hear us?
I can't.
All right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to grab my cell phone and call in and see if I can hear you guys on the stream, or on my phone, actually. So talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. Jasmine, you were talking about art.
Yeah, I can't see how he's going to build an audience with an online show. I don't know. That's why I don't think he's going, you know, maybe he will come back, but how long is he going to stay? I think one of the reasons he left is I really believe that he went to Sirius and he said to them.
Hello.
Hello. We can hear you.
Hey, we hear you.
Yeah, it was me, guys.
Yep. We can hear you fine.
Yeah, but you know what? I can't hear you on the phone. So it is my fault.
You can't hear us.
I'm such a dick.
Yeah, well, we've always been saying that.
I got to figure this out.
Now it's been proven.
Send us the cockpit of that.
All right, keep talking, guys.
All right. Well, we've talked about this a couple other times, but, you know, Art saying that he only wanted to do internet streaming and didn't want to do radio, I was like, man, right next door to you, you got a radio station where you could broadcast this thing, and I'm telling you, that you might not get the number of buyers that you had originally, but there's going to be a lot of people that would buy that program on their radio. And, you know, it seems to me that would be the quickest way to build a base and then stream it. But he didn't want to. So, things just don't seem to really add up to me. And I hate that, you know, because first of all, I really don't know, you know, so it's just me and my opinion, but I get the gut feeling that I don't like that, you know, especially since the winner is somebody who's such a no-talent hack.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I got to crawl back behind the computer, so.
Okay, so we're going to keep talking?
Yeah, keep talking. Keep filling time.
All right, so who liked Sarah Breslin's breasts? Who liked them? Who thought they were okay?
Well, if that really is her... She's actually got some nice breasts happening there.
Well, you can do anything in a glamour shot, my friend.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
With Photoshop these days, you can do anything.
I shouldn't have went down that road, but.
I truly believe he. I think he might have had a bit of a shock that he didn't have the numbers that he either thought he was gonna get, or that he thought he was having because so many people were complaining about issues. I think he thought that maybe they're having issues because there's so many people listening, and you know, maybe when Sirius got back to him and said, hey, here are your numbers, you only actually have X amount of people listening, I think maybe that was the shock.
Well, you know that?
I'm pulling things out of my ass.
I guess you could tell the number of people that were streaming because they'd be plugged into the stream. But how do you know how many people are listening on the radio? I mean, I don't think there's a way to tell that.
Well, is it because it's all digital? I mean, wouldn't Sirius know that now this guy at this IP address is listening to channel 104 He'd
be able to know through the stream, but if somebody was listening on the radio.
I don't know how their radio connections work, how satellite works.
Yeah, and I we'll probably never know the numbers. No. But I will tell you that I listened to Sirius XM for several months before Art came on the show because I had it free.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of those people couldn't have had 2,000 listeners. Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Hello?
Damn it.
Apparently, I still haven't fixed it.
Well.
So maybe we just don't take calls tonight.
All right. What I want you guys in the chat room to do is just start talking to us really, really loud. and maybe we'll be able to hear you.
Think we can talk through the delay on the stream?
I think that's a great idea.
That won't be annoying at all.
It's like an old school international call.
All right, I'm done talking. Over. We'll work it out for next time. So what did you guys do today? How is what went on in your life today?
I woke up. I gave my girls breakfast. I went to work. I came home at lunchtime to do this podcast. And
what do you do? What kind of work do you do?
What do I do? I work, I've done a variety of things in my life, but now I work in my family business. Uh-huh. Which is property development, and it's mainly
so you're like The Sopranos. Okay,
well, it's mainly property subdivisions. You know, where you buy a big block of land and divide it up.
Yes,
we can.
Hello, Gadcast. Do you hear me? Over.
Yes. Can you hear us? Obviously not.
Okay, if you can hear me, I can only hear you on the Skype or the broadcast.
Yep, that's how it's working. Sucks.
Yeah, we're trying to fix that now. Well. Onan and I aren't really doing anything to fix it.
No, we're just filling time.
You're just filling time.
Sarah Breslin's breasts are real. I am affiliated with the entire venture. And if we can get a good connection, we can discuss this if you'd like.
Yeah, I would love to.
Sure.
Yeah, if you can PM either one of us, I'm happy to set up a call for next week, definitely.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. This is totally my fuck up. I don't know what's going on. I've tried everything. Connections, it's all connected. I don't know why the callers can't hear us.
Don't worry about it. You get what you pay for, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. We're working for free.
And they're listening for free. It's a perfect world.
Well, we're not getting paid for this.
You are.
Yeah, thank you.
Checks in the mail.
Great, okay, and we're getting a shit ton of callers too, guys. But they just can't hear us. What a bummer.
Yeah. Did you hear the call from the guy who says he's connected or associated with Sarah and that organization, for lack of a better word?
Yeah, I did. I was surprised that he called. And I want to talk to the guy, but they can't hear us.
He seemed just a bit tiffed, maybe not.
Yes, he did. I sort of got a bit of an angry vibe from him. But
I don't blame him.
Really?
Yeah, look, they've got a right of reply, sure.
Yeah, and we're attacking them. There's no, you know, not viciously, but...
Well, I think that maybe people on the forum might be attacking them more than what we've said.
Good for them.
On this broadcast.
Let them speak their mind. All right, so we know what jazz does. What do you do, Eddie?
I record music for a living.
Yeah,
isn't that great? I can't figure out my mixer. Yeah, no, I record local artists. Nothing big. It's just a small little home studio. I've been doing it for 7 or 8 years now.
You have fun doing it?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It can be monotonous, but it's interesting.
Everything can anymore, you know. So you kind of like your own boss?
Yeah, I like that. I like being my own boss. Definitely, yeah,
it's the best.
Yeah, I don't have that. I do pretty much have full control over my time, but I'm not my own boss.
All right, guys. You want to end this show?
No.
No?
Yeah, I'm having fun.
No. You keep working on the goddamn phone. We'll,
yeah, we can talk. I think we can talk about Belgab in our browsing habits. Aynan, what's your go-to thread? The first thread that you will always go to.
Somebody in the chat room by the name of the Black Hand said, "Well, this is going well."
It sure is.
Think if you were on this side of the goddamn microphone.
So, Aynan, what's your go-to thread on Belgab? First one
whichever one I'm arguing on.
Which is all of them.
Seriously. We're some really smart people, so I really get a kick out of.
Are you talking about the politics threads or just?
I don't really like the politics threads anymore for a couple of reasons. Number one is sometimes I do feel ill-equipped to argue with them. Sometimes I just think they're bloviated. And, you can, if you keep saying the same thing over and over again, and you're not really adding to your repertoire, then you're just a bore. And
isn't that politics discussion in general?
Could be. That's an excellent point. I don't know where responsibility ends with, having a social conscience and wanting to stay sane. I know that most of the times talking politics just pisses me off. And then, I take that out on everybody around me, and where does that get me? So, I don't know.
Yeah, I think my favorite threads at the moment are the random stupid things and the things that annoy you thread.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I sort of go to them now.
For one thing, we always have stupid thoughts. And number two, there's always somebody annoying us. I don't care who it is. Having a bit of a conversation with, somebody, Spooky Matters, she started a conversation about, the little bit of hypocrisy between people, the ethical treatment of animals for fake fur and real fur, and as opposed to, then somebody else took it up and said, there's the difference between, we kill. They were talking about how many different cells in the body die every day, and there's some relevance to that, and about how plants have galvanic responses to injury. And then I piped in my 2 cents worth, and it'll probably go no further than that. But so that was the last thread I was interested in. If I just see your text, I don't mean to be sexist, but if you're just typing, you're a guy.
Yeah.
I just find that takes all the bias out of it. And I hate to say this because maybe it's just my projection, but it seems to me some people are more willing to give a female a pass on certain issues. And I'm like, fuck that.
I don't even see that from a sexist point of view. I don't know if you guys are familiar with a film called Catfish, or there's now an MTV series called Catfish.
That's a good movie.
Yeah, it is. And that's basically, you don't know, when you're speaking online, you don't know whether whoever you're speaking to is a guy or a girl. So I just generally expect that they're a guy.
Well, I remember right when the Art Bell thing was kicking up, somebody posted that we really needed to tone down our language if we wanted to attract women to the forum. And I was like, well, screw you. I don't care what your genitalia is. If you can't stand the conversation, don't get into it.
You're on the air.
Hey, this is Curtis. I just wanted to call in to see if things are working.
Oh, I think you can tell by now how things are working, Curtis.
It's working.
Not very good, though.
It's a minor bump on the road. Yeah,
The quality is not the problem. It's the the context, I guess. Or the content.
Content's perfect. It was just some technical stuff. I can't stand by and see something that was having a problem. I had to call in just to know it was working, and then I'm all good. I want to listen to you guys, but I can hear you just fine.
Awesome, man.
Okay, I'll let you guys get back to it. Keep it up.
Hey, thanks, man. Buddy.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, Curtis.
All right. Bye.
Whew.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So now our problems are solved. Now it's perfect.
Crisis averted.
Yeah.
There we go.
That number again?
602. 399-7131.
I need to have that written at the top of my monitor.
We can get Okay, I think that guy's calling again. You're on the air.
Okay, I'm here. I am the venture person with Sarah.
Okay.
How you doing tonight?
Okay. Let me get out of here so I can hear your stream. Let me get over to the other room here.
Okay.
Can you hear us on the phone? Yeah. No.
Yeah, I can hear you fine on the phone. Yes. Thanks.
Great.
So what's up? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I don't know. You got any questions? I've heard the beginning of the show, and some were right on and some weren't right, but just, you know, probably you might have some questions you want me to answer.
What did we say that wasn't right?
Well, it was started basically because she was upset about the way that many of the posters were just attacking, kind of like a feeding frenzy.
Attacking and, her personally or attacking...
No. She doesn't even post on the forum. The
Really?
People that she was attacking itself, just kind of watching. What you see on the screen now, Chris, the sexy ghost hunter,
right?
That is her. That is really her. Those are really her pictures. I just came back from her house. I am not on her Rocky Mountain Ghost Explorers website. I'm kind of behind the scenes. I'm the one actually who bought the domain names, who they were trying to figure out who it was. That's pretty much, I am basically helping them. It's a new group, and they got kind of upset when they saw all this stuff going on. And then, like you said, many people attacked them on the forum, and we were defending. We were having people, a couple of your users there, throwing porn stuff up and some other stuff, you know, and the admin people were able to stop it eventually. But, you know, it wasn't really a Belgab hate forum. It wasn't supposed to be that.
But don't you think that,
there was a title.
Yeah, I mean, the title was Belgab Sucks.
Just like a George Norrie Sucks forum.
Sure.
It was a Belgab Sucks.
But we are attacking George Norrie.
Wasn't she pretty much not really being nasty when she was attacking you guys? And won't you agree that many of the attacks on her were pretty nasty?
But we can't control individual people on Belgab.
I realize that.
People are going to say what they're going
to
say.
Then when we were told that they were scheming to do cyber attacks right on Belgab itself, and they showed us the post. They showed us the post. The admin people showed us the post, how they were going to attack with the goatsy stuff, and then other people telling them how to do IP things. You know, that was just pretty blatant because they were just being mean at that point.
But it did stop. They were banned. Did anyone actually do that?
Pardon?
Did somebody actually attack you guys?
Did anyone actually?
Yes, they did. We have the screenshots. We have what happened. They log in. We have the Belgab screenshots that show the attack plans in verbatim, and then they did. They were stopped by the admin people. We actually have some admin people that are pretty good with the forum. It's just kind of a part-time thing for them, but they kind of keep tabs on it. Sarah, who's now Chris, and there's actually the Sarah Breslin thing was done as, and somebody did, I think it was HMS or whoever she was, said, hey, this is a girl in the GoDaddy commercial. Yes, it was. She was a reporter. So these people who are starting out just thought it would be kind of cool to, you know, do a mockery type parody thing. And the Free Art Bell was a big hot topic. She said, "What better way to do it than to actually get involved in something like that?" And that's how it went for a while.
That was a bit disingenuous, to be honest with you. The Free Art Bell thing was to really try to get attention from Sirius to let him out of his non-compete, and to take that and to turn it into something to attack the people who were actually trying to keep him on the air seemed a bit shitty.
Disingenuous.
I went and registered on your forum and posted that, you know, and just asked the question about the using the term sucks. And I was told I couldn't use that, but yet it was the primary word in your title. So
right.
I found that to be a bit hypocritical.
It was kind of touchy. I think it's a little bit better as it went on, but it kind of degraded now where it's really not about the Belgab anymore. It's about their paranormal adventures.
Yeah, but to be completely candid with you, I think that was because you didn't have any people really posting.
We really didn't expect it. All we wanted
come on.
To do is...
Really? You put up that much time and energy?
I'm going to have to call back. She's calling me right now. I'll talk to you guys in a little bit.
All right. We'll be here.
Later, man. You know, it seems to me he's off the line. seems to me that she started throwing the first stones. I don't know. I don't want to get into this whole bickering back and forth between forums because I think it's idiotic.
Yeah, it's not going to get us anywhere.
It's not going to get us anywhere. I mean, I'm glad that the guy called and explained his position, but I don't know. It just seemed like she started throwing the first stones, and of course, certain members from Belgab might have taken it a little too far with the DDoS attacks or whatever. I'm not sure. He said they did it, but
well, here's kind of the deal. You know, it's one thing to be offended by something. It's one thing to want to have a calm environment, and you have every right to do that. But when you start putting it out on others that this is how you want them to react, you're starting to lose your boundaries on who you are and who other people are. And that's a personality disorder. And I'm not saying anyone has one over there. I'm just saying if it sounds like a duck, walks like a duck, you know, maybe that's what it is.
The whole name, the Belgab sucks, I think, was the reason people were jumping on it, you know. They were defending their home turf.
But even before it became the Belgab sucks, it was sort of a bit nasty towards some of the members.
The Free Art Bell campaign, her blog.
The whole Free Art Bell campaign was sort of taking a dig at the people trying to actually free Art Bell. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I thought. That's what I thought, too.
You're on the air.
And then yeah.
Hi. Now can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Sunscreen Clawless. Now I can hear you.
What's up?
Who is this?
It's Unscreen Caller. Now I can hear you.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
I'm a fan of yours.
You know, I was listening. I only caught a little bit of the guy that just called because I was, I wasn't on the stream or anything. But that was like a really weird phone call, I thought. You know, there's like a lot of tap dancing around about the other forum. I don't know.
I still don't really understand what the whole purpose is over there. I'm glad that she's doing her ghost hunter thing and has moved away from the Belgab sucks thing.
That was, you know, Treading Water just posted that she thought it was a group of banned Belgab posters, and I'm not sure where that originated. I think it was from them. So yeah, there's, you have that argument as well.
I don't know. I don't know if it's Belgab. It could be. Who knows who it could be? But you know, the whole thing is if you're going to make a forum that says Belgab sucks, own it then. You know why you did it. Own it.
Yeah.
You were trying to throw out, like you said, the first shot. That's what that was.
Excellent. Excellent point.
And, you know, there's a lot of time and effort and a lot of stuff went into making that forum. There's still only 24 members on it. So, I mean, I don't get all this. And most of the members seem like the same person. That's my impression from the whole thing. And to me, it seems like some kind of an opening volley for a publicity stunt of some kind or another.
It was really confusing at first. I agree with that. Confusion on who she is, what she wanted to do, and the explanations that I read didn't clear it up very well in my mind.
Well, the one thing that really didn't...
Place. We're having the Five Sarahs are having a pajama party. Oh, what the hell are you supposed to think when you read that? You're going from here to there to here to there. It's really, really weird. Mm. No, I don't know.
Well, the thing that got me was somebody created an account over there with the name Eddie Coyle. And whatever the post was, it certainly wasn't in Eddie's demeanor. And so at that point, I thought, wow, they're just creating people's names. There's a poster over there by the name of MV, E-M-V-E-E. I don't know who it is.
No, that wasn't MV, though.
No.
Yeah.
I think somebody registered with Eddie Dean, too, and that wasn't me. I don't think I've seen any post from the alleged Eddie Dean or the fake Eddie Dean, but...
the Mud King...
I think I saw a post from you.
Other site?
Yeah, I think I did. I know I saw you, supposedly, your name online. I did see that.
Yeah.
And then there was also one from Tom Danhauser talking about her tits and ass. Come on, now.
I really think that was Tom Danhauser?
That had to have been Tommy, yeah.
I really think that was him.
I think...
you think so?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been wrong before.
We've heard stories.
I don't mean to stand up here and say I'm the authority. I'm just, I think it was him. I think it was George Norrie, too.
Didn't the member Shine tell us about the time that she met Tom Danhiser at that Star Trek convention in Las Vegas?
Yeah,
she might have. I missed it.
He was kind of creeping around and being kind of sleazy and shady. So,
oh,
yeah.
God. Now I don't even...
Yeah, it just makes you all warm and fuzzy inside, doesn't it? But the Mud King said anagrammy, and I know that anagrammy got some flack from a few people that were on the forum, and certainly I took her to task a couple of times, but I don't think she had that kind of personality. I don't think she would have done that.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Well, I know when I first posted on Belgab, when it was Coast Gab, my second post, I think she attacked me straight off the bat and called me a premier shill because I asked a question whether anyone would listen to an Art Bell podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
I just knew that she hated Mormons. That was what I always took her up on. So.
It just seems like a lot of effort to go to because you're pissed off.
Precise statement to make. I think you're absolutely right.
They were riding the wave of Art Bell Comes Back, and Bell Gab was really big when he came back. And you're right, that was trending. And then, that kind of petered out. So now they're into sexy ghost hunters, and God bless them. I'm sure they'll do really well. I don't know. It'd probably be an over 18 site come the future.
Yeah, could be.
Well, hopefully it.
Well, then I'm definitely going to sign up after that.
There you go.
Yeah, but
I'm glad I got my name registered over there.
Hopefully, you're on the ground floor. Their change to Sexy Ghost Hunter ends their affiliation with Belgab, and we can all move on.
And I really think that was a smart move too, because I think they realized the error of their ways and decided to move it in the paranormal direction, which is, I don't know, I think it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. And if you all join now, you'll be founding members, and that'll be good. Or not.
I can't wait to get back over there and post.
Mostly not.
Anything else? Well, you don't want to tell me how good looking I am or how great I sound.
You all sound really good.
Thank you.
All three of them can hear you very well, and you sound good. Yes. So there's that.
Thanks, Treading.
Hey, no, it's not trading. It wasn't trading. It was an unscreened
trading
caller.
Trading is coming up, I guess.
This is UC, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I don't want to leave dead air, so I'm going to say goodnight. And thank you for a lovely Gabcast.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling us.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're on the air.
Okay. I'm back. If you want to talk.
I'm back.
I don't know. Do you guys have any questions for him?
I'd rather, let him state his case.
I think that me personally, this is Eddie Dean. I wish you well, and I wish her well, and I hope their forum grows into a huge forum, with a lot of people, and they get a lot of activity.
To tell you about the accounts, I swear to you, I have one, she has one, one of our other friends has one, and the admin, but all those other accounts were created from outside us. They really were. And
I don't doubt that. That doesn't mean they are the people they say they are.
I'm sure they're not. Most of them probably aren't. But they weren't. They were not created by anybody in that group. I can tell you that for sure.
I believe you.
I just kept watching that. I'm going, this is not true. This is not true. But you're right. She's moving on now to the paranormal. And I think, it'll be good. It was a test, I guess. It was maybe a test that could have been done better. But it did get some attention, I guess. And that was kind of the idea. She is a Norrie fan. She's an Art Bell fan. And she did listen, and so she said, hey, maybe I can do this. And Norrie posted for a little bit, but not very long. And about Tom, I have no idea. Although I do know something, it may be. I don't know. I did write them, and I asked both of them, is this going on? This is Tom being posting something here, but I never got any replies from either one of them.
Yeah. Hmm. Well,
I'm telling you guys, we're not going to do the Bell Gab thing anymore. You're right. She wants to do the paranormal thing, and I think she's going to do well. I myself have been on numerous national TV shows involving ghosts, and I'm trying to help them do the same thing. I think MB knows me. Him and I had corresponded back a long time ago, and I'm not sure. It's been a while ago, but I may actually put some of the things that I've done on their website themselves, but I'm kind of like in the background, and it is going to be, it's not going to be a TAC bell gab anymore, I can assure you. It's going to be strictly the paranormal, and it, you know, that really is her, and we're trying to get some of the other members to post some of their pictures and things like that, but, well, I have a feeling, if you want to post, fine, but, and we're working on some additional sexy photo ops in case anybody wants to know, but yeah, it's kind of like a publicity thing right now, trying to get her out there, and we're working on a possible television show in the background. I've been contacted, so we'll see how this goes.
All right, man. Thanks for calling, bud.
All right. Yeah, take care. Good luck to you.
Bye-bye. Wow, I think that guy would go forever.
Well, free publicity is free publicity.
Yeah, to the 25 people listening. I don't know how many people are listening.
I don't know. Hell, you know, they have more motivation than I do. I'm not about to go set up two websites to try to, yeah. I don't know. I guess things will go on till they don't.
Yeah. If anybody else wants to be on the air, the number is 602-399-7131. Or else maybe we can close up shop here in a little bit. You guys have anything else to talk about?
Oh, always, but, you know, right at the moment I'm drawing a blank. I would like to see somebody else call in, but I'm not seeing any takers.
No.
Well, I can't hear you. You're the only one who sees if somebody's calling in. I don't know about that, so.
Yeah, nobody's calling in right now, so maybe we should end the show.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Let's do that. I'll get to bed early tonight.
All right, guys. This was the inaugural Gabcast 2.0.
You guys were awesome.
Kind of rough at the beginning, but I think we pulled it together pretty well, don't you?
I think you guys did great.
Thank you.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Sounds like a deal. Talk to you later.
Bye.